Live from Edley's Barbecue, Sylvan Park today. Glad you're with us on the Midday 180, delivered by Edley's Barbecue. Pleased to be joined on the phone by the Tennessee Titans, Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee. It's Kevin Byard. Kevin, how are you, man? Congratulations.
I'm doing well. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I know you've been doing the football camps, didn't have that this offseason, but this past offseason you were named the spokesperson for the United Way in Nashville. And now to get this honor, what does it mean to you?
I mean, it means a ton. I mean, I set out a goal for myself when I made it to the NFL that I was going to try to give back as much as I possibly could. And obviously I have more on the way. Me and my wife and our foundation, we have some Thanksgiving stuff going on, some Christmas stuff as well that we haven't, we started, but we haven't obviously made it happen yet. But, I mean, it's just a huge honor. I mean, we have a lot of great guys on our team, guys that give back to their communities, not even Nashville, but even their hometown. So it would just be an honor to represent the team for the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
That's terrific. Everybody's not surprised to see you get that. So congratulations. Football-wise, heading to Cincinnati, here's another team with an offense that presents a challenge. You've seen some rookie quarterbacks in your day. What's your feel for Burrow at this stage and what he's doing this early in his career?
Yeah, I've definitely seen my fair share of rookie quarterbacks, but he's probably one of the best, if not the best one I've seen on tape. I mean, the guys, I mean, he just threw for 400 yards. So you throw 400 yards in his league, you're doing something right. I mean, he has commanded the offense. He has some good receivers that he can throw it to. A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins coming on as well. Some good running backs out the backfield. And, I mean, it's just a great team. I mean, obviously their record doesn't show it, but, I mean, I think out of their six games, I think they have been, like, less than 1 point, or they've been in pretty much every single game, probably except for one, that was the Ravens. But, like I said, I mean, the confidence level is very high. He's going to go out there and be resilient and try to do whatever he can to give his team an opportunity to win the game at the end. So we're going to have to go up in Cincinnati, man, get ready for a physical game and a dogfight.
Obviously, the status of the defense, the third down defense, has been a big subject of conversation. You're 5-1 despite it. And I'm struck by what Kansas City did last year. They had a change of coordinator also. And their defense struggled early. Now, they changed systems, too. It was more extreme than what you guys have gone through. But they gradually got better as the season went on, and obviously were good enough to be a championship defense. And I wonder if you might see the potential for some parallels there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, third down has not been great so far this year. And I've actually used that comparison beforehand. Just talking about how Kansas City, their defense may have not been looked at as one of the best defenses in the league, but by the end there were. They just, I don't know if a switch happened or something like that, but they just start playing better. And, you know, Mike Vrabel talks about it all the time, but, you know, the teams that continue to improve throughout the year are going to be teams that's going to be there in January and February. So that's going to be our main objective throughout the rest of the year, continue to improve. There's nothing we could do about the third downs in previous games. The only thing we could do is try to be better this game and make sure that we get off the field on third downs, because honestly, I think that's going to be the key, you know, if we're going to continue to win ball games.
Kevin Byard, our guest on the Midday 180. I know whenever the team was 4-0, you said, look, we haven't done anything. I'm paraphrasing there a bit, but you said that there's no reason to look at 4-0. But I'll ask it to you from this way. The team has been off to slow starts and finished strong in recent years, and now at 5-1, taking advantage of the early schedule, how can you take advantage with a strong finish? I mean, there has to be a focus there now that you have the strong start that we've all talked about for years.
Yeah, it's just all about improving. I said it before, you know, 5-0 wasn't nothing. We haven't accomplished anything. We can't really look at our record and say that, hey, you know, we're going to be a favorite to win a division. We're going to be a favorite to, you know, win the AFC or win the Super Bowl. You know, we just have to continue to improve because, you know, as far as the defense, and that's the only thing I can really concern myself with, we're miles away from where we really want to be. So as long as we're coming in here every single day and trying to improve and just thinking about ways we can get better, if it's third down, red zone, being better in the run game, being better in the pass game, just every level of our defense, you know, I think we'll be where we need to be towards the end of the year. So as our only focus, just continue to improve.
You have not necessarily been the same player. You have not necessarily been asked to do the same things. There's a different cast of characters in some parts of the secondary than there have been in previous years. There's different strains on the defense than there has been. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment, Kevin? And what do you think your game looks like as compared to what it's looked like the last couple of years?
I mean, honestly, I think the only thing that you can really take away from anything I'm doing this year and previous year is just the ball production numbers. I think I've been asked to do a lot in this defense, whether it's cover man, play underneath zone, play deep cover two, cover one safety. I'm still doing the same things that I was doing in previous years. The ball production is not there right now. But at the end of the day, I've been close. I've been around the ball every single game, having, you know, not having a lot of targets, but still have an opportunity to get around the ball. So the way I always look at it is, if, you know, as long as I continue to run to the ball, playing with great effort, being good at my man coverage, being good at those things, you know, the ball production will eventually show up. Don't know when, but it'll show up. I'm not really concerned about that, but I'm just concerned about trying to be a leader. And I've talked about this in previous interviews. You know, if I finish the year with zero interceptions and we have a winning record, we win the division, make it to the playoffs, I'm going to be just as happy as I had when I had eight interceptions. I've been able to accomplish those things in the NFL. My main accomplishment and my main focus is trying to be a leader and winning ball games and trying to win a Super Bowl. That's my main goal.
This defense, though, has been opportunistic. You know, the turnover ratio has been tremendous. What helps this defense be around the football so much? And you mentioned you're around the ball, but the defense as a whole getting takeaways.
Yeah, I think guys are just, you know, taking advantage of opportunities. You know, we're getting some tips. Obviously, in this last game, we had about five or six PBUs that popped right in the air. We got a few of them, but we should have had more. But I think guys are just taking advantage. Malcolm's been having, he caught two interceptions in the Buffalo Bills game. I think Imani Hooker is a guy who's been coming in there, you know, in sub packages and different things like that. But he's been taking advantage of his opportunities. A guy who plays very hard. But yeah, you have the rookie Christian Fulton who had his interception early in the year. But I think it's all about, you know, it's the rush. Guys getting hands up, affecting the quarterback, and guys are making plays in the back end. So, and honestly, our offense has been doing a great job of taking care of the football. So as long as we continue to do that, being good in the turnover margin, we know we'll continue to win ball games.
It's been a while since you've been on a road trip. You've been playing at home and had the bye week. Does it feel as long as it's felt for us?
Yeah, it honestly does. I was just thinking about it the other day, like, I haven't, like, thought about the clothes I'm going to wear for the plane like in a long time. It definitely feels like a minute. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge. Like you said, we kind of got comfortable being at the house, staying in our home hotel for, you know, a few weeks. So, you know, we'll be able to get back in our groove and getting on the road and being able to go, you know, beat a team on the road, beat a tough team on the road. So it's going to be a fun, just a new challenge every week.
Some rough times came out of that last one. You guys now programmed to be hyper aware. Not that anybody's going to be sick or test positive, we hope, before this one, but I know protocols have changed and everything. Is there now a super heightened vigilance as you get on a plane, go to hotel rooms, get on buses?
Yeah, I mean, I think the hyper awareness definitely started once we was able to come back into the building. I think obviously with the protocols that have changed, guys have just been more aware. I mean, obviously you've been seeing around the NFL, man, it's been guys testing positive pretty much almost every day or every other day around the league, from coaches to players. So I think it's heightened awareness around the whole entire league. And I think, you know, our playing, you know, like you said, the away game protocol is going to be a little different, because, I mean, we obviously haven't been on the road for a minute since it happened. So this is going to be something new. I think we're going to have like assigned seats on the plane, you know, stuff, you know, similar stuff like that. So, I mean, but I think even the last away game, I think guys in Minnesota, I think guys did as best they could trying to adhere to the protocols. It just was an unfortunate situation, and we had the outbreak. So, but you know, we'll be looking forward to it.
Who do you not want to be assigned to sit relatively close to on a plane ride?
Who do I not want to be sitting close to? Let me think about that. I'm not sure. I would say probably Daquan and the boys, because those guys are usually, like, you know, having fun playing card games in the back of the plane. Not gambling, nothing like that, but just playing card games. And they're usually pretty loud. You know what I'm saying? It gets pretty competitive. So, especially on a coming back home from a game where you're pretty tired, and you may want to take a quick nap. It's almost impossible sitting in the back of the plane. But no, I wouldn't say it's anybody in particular that I can think of. Maybe Ben Jones, maybe one of the bigger guys. You know, I usually like to stretch out. I usually try to get, like, you know, a whole row or something like that. Yeah. Try to, you know, put my legs out or something like that. So if you're sitting with a big guy, that's probably not going to happen.
I was thinking you'd answer a snorer. I was thinking that is automatically who you wouldn't want to be near.
See, Kevin, Paul comes from the perspective, you put him in a car or on a plane, he falls asleep quickly.
And I might be that snorer.
I cannot sleep on a plane. I don't sleep in cars. Like, I don't know where you fall in that category, but no, Paul's asleep immediately.
Honestly, it doesn't matter if it's like, I don't fall asleep going home from the game, but going to games, I can't stay up on a plane. It could be a 45-minute flight, I'm going to sleep. I don't know. I just can't stay up on planes. It's just I just take a nap immediately.
I respect it. Before wheels are up.
Exactly.
Night
like,
night.
I'm going to sleep. I'm not about to just stay up. I know guys like to watch movies and stuff. I just can't do it. Go right to sleep.
Hey, congrats again on the Man of the Year nomination, and we appreciate the time as always.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you, man.